You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host, Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors, is not here today, but he will be back next week with us. Our guest today is Teresa Jewell.
Hi, Nancy.
She is new. Welcome. And she is with Tyent Water.
Right.
So this
right.
is a new thing. So I'm excited to hear more about this. Like I told you before we started the show today, never heard of you.
Right, right. It's, believe it or not, Tyent Water, it's all about water ionizers. And so I became involved with Tyent USA probably, I think it was August. And the name of my website is safewater.mytyent.com. And it shows you everything about the product. We have more than just water ionizers, and I'll talk about exactly what a water ionizer is.
That's my question number one.
What is a water ionizer?
I mean, I know what ionization is back from probably seventh grade science.
Right, absolutely.
It's adding oxygen, maybe?
Yeah, that's right. So. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So with water ionizers, one of the things that makes a Tyent water ionizer unique is most of us have heard of alkaline water, and it's good.
We have kind of high alkaline here, don't we?
Yeah,
and we've got lime in the water.
That's right. That's right.
See, so, I know a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Just enough to be dangerous.
And you know, with all of the problems that we are having with the water in this area, a lot of people are starting to think about how to make their water healthier. And so this is what the water ionizers do: is they make it healthier. What makes it different than just regular alkaline water is the fact that it goes through that ionization process, which is basically meaning that it's electrically charged, okay? All of that to say that I know a lot of people are using, like reverse osmosis used to be popular many years ago, and everybody thought that was the best way to filter their water so they were drinking healthy water, and then just regular filtered water or bottled water. But you know, when you actually get down to it, you'd be surprised how bad that kind of water is for you. And we all think we're doing great things for our body, right? So what the ionization does is it is going to provide antioxidants and electrolytes, which everybody that is getting into the health movement, those are things that they are concerned about. They want to make sure that they drink their...
I keep hearing about, you know, fortifying your body with antioxidants through juices and things
right,
like that.
That's
so you're
right.
telling me I might be able to do this through
absolutely.
My water, my tap water.
Absolutely. It's just amazing. And the benefits, like I said, I have been doing this since August. And when I first started drinking Tyent or the alkaline water, one of the things that some people experience, just like anytime you put something new in your body, sometimes your body reacts to it just
sure.
a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So we always encourage people to start when they're starting to drink the alkaline water, start slowly. And then
don't drink 36 glasses
that's right.
a day the first day.
That's right. That's right. And there are different levels of alkalinity, which is unique also. One of the things I found fascinating when I first started is there was actually a scientist in the, he was a German scientist in the late 30s, I think, who won
that old.
Yeah, that old. So alkaline water has been around since forever, right? And so this particular guy had won a Nobel Peace Prize. And it was all about the fact that that disease cannot live in an acidic body, okay? So what we want is to have an alkaline body. If you have an acidic body, that's when you start to have your disease, okay? And so you have things like cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, fatigue, aging, just all kinds of things. So the more acidic your body is, you might think of science class when they had the pH scale for you
right.
and you were testing
yeah.
things to see what the pH was and neutral was 7. So the more acidic or the lower pH that your body has, then the more at risk you are of disease.
Huh.
And so basically, and that also affects your emotions too.
And I see on your sheet, you've got a sheet here that talks about the alkalinity.
Right.
And obesity is even one of them.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't consider that necessarily a big disease, but it's
things. All of those negative things, even your emotions, if you're depressed or upset or whatever, you have a tendency to be more prone to that if you have
a highly acidic.
Right.
pH structure in your body.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a demonstration that, you know, I will be at the home show in a couple of weeks. And mm-hmm. so I would encourage you to stop by. We're going to be located close to the food court, I think.
Okay.
So that'll kind of give you an idea.
Yeah.
I don't remember the booth. But I'm going to do a demonstration for you that's going to show the alkalinity of things like several different bottled water. You know, like I can't think right now off the top
right.
of my head.
The label brands. You're
yeah,
going
the
to be
label
having
brands.
Some of those.
Yeah,
you know.
And just show you what the acidity is in those bottles, and then compare that to what we have with our Tyent water, and you will be amazed. I mean, you know, you think you're putting all this healthy food and healthy drink into your body, and unfortunately, that's not the case. One of the things that the alkalinity does is if you think about oxidation, for example, okay, and we were talking about this just a little bit. If you cut an apple open and you know mm-hmm. that it starts to turn brown, right?
Pretty quickly.
That's right. That's right. And so what the alkaline water does is it slows down that oxidation process in your body so you don't have all of this bad stuff happening. That's one of the reasons why it helps to eliminate or reduce the bad things that you have going on in your body. So that's kind of important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think you can stress enough this on your handout that you have here. I love it because it says the more alkaline you are, disease cannot exist.
And, I know. Isn't that just unreal?
And I'm, yeah, it is. It's crazy. And so I'm thinking, well, this should be required.
Right, right.
You know, that everybody, yeah. And we could wipe out cancer pretty quickly.
I know. That's what I keep thinking. And to think that this guy in the 30s came up with this and that we're still, yeah. I don't know, but it seems to me.
We're still looking for a way to cure cancer.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
This is a way to not get cancer.
Right,
not
right.
Not to cure it necessarily because
absolutely,
once you have cancer,
absolutely.
We all know it's
yeah.
very difficult to get rid
yeah,
of. But
absolutely.
This might be a way to
it sure couldn't
to
hurt.
Never get cancer.
That's
exactly.
right. That's right.
So, and I just didn't realize that. So you're going to have different bottles of water so
right.
that you can test them all and show people how.
Right. Right.
Alkaline or non-alkaline or more acidic they are.
Yep.
Now, can you also test me? I mean, could you, how will I know? Do I know how, what
I
my
think,
pH
I
level
think,
is?
You know, I don't think so. I'm sure there's
that
a way to test
medical,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think what you will notice is the effects of becoming more alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the benefits are, You won't be as tired. I know when I first started drinking it, the thing that I noticed the most was my increased energy, because I'm the kind of person that has a tendency about 3 or 4, I kind of crash in the afternoon. I mean, you know, you mm-hmm. get that whatever it's called, that afternoon low. But since I started drinking the alkaline water, I don't notice that. Now, I will say, too, that if for whatever reason I don't drink the right amount of water per day, because you're supposed to drink half your body weight in water
mm-hmm.
daily, right?
Half the ounces of your body
yes,
weight.
Yes, yes, right, right.
Half your body weight. That would be a
half
lot of
the
water
ounces,
and
absolutely,
water poisoning.
Absolutely. And I can tell the days that I don't have my mm-hmm. maximum amount of water, I can definitely
right.
tell that I'm more tired. So it helps with not being tired. Another thing is that if you are someone who likes to exercise, that your recovery time is much shorter so that you're able to go farther. Let's see, what are some other benefits? It is supposed to help reduce your appetite somewhat. And I think that's, you know, just with drinking the
Part
proper.
Of that's just drinking water.
Just drinking
staying
water.
Hydrated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like, you know, it's going to be, your arthritis isn't going to be as painful.
Right.
There's
right.
a lot of benefits, I think, that, you know, in looking at this sheet here that talks about, you know, if your acidity level is high and your alkaline level
right.
is low,
right.
you know, your blood pressure is going to be higher. So these are things that it's going to help
absolutely
to, you're going to notice these things
right
maybe
right
you'll be
absolutely.
Off your blood pressure pills soon
yeah yeah that would
like
be
that.
Nice I'm still working on that I'm on blood pressure medicine as well so that's something that I'm shooting for is mm-hmm. is hopefully to get off of that totally mm-hmm. soon so
that would be awesome.
But it is a process you
yeah.
know it is a process
well we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back but I want to talk about what people need to look for or what Is there a system we're putting in their house? What is this?
Absolutely.
How are they getting more alkaline in their water?
All right, perfect.
We'll be right back with Teresa Jewell and Tyent Water.